This country is in the middle of a war and in the middle of an election which could affect that war. We talked about both things last week in Florida with family members of soldiers serving with the Florida National Guard. The 144th Transportation Unit, which is based in Mariana, has just left for Kuwait. The unit has a set of triplets, three identical girls. There are two sisters who didn't want to be separated, a few married couples, and some single parents with very young children. They could be gone for 18 months. Sherry White went to Fort Bragg for a visit with her son Fred Donaldson just before he left. He's 21. He wants to make the Army his career. His mother, Sherry, is assistant manager at the Dollar Tree store. When we walked into her trailer home outside Mariana, it was almost dark inside, the blinds closed to keep things cooler. Her 2-year-old granddaughter, Navia, showed us a picture of Uncle Fred in uniform.
That's Fred.
Say Fred.
That's Fred?
Fred.
We survived. He called us every day.
From Kuwait?
Uh-huh.
What does he say about it over there?
Right now, he hasn't said nothing. I asked him how it was. He said it was kind of hot.
Hi.
Other
than that, he said he really hadn't seen what they're doing a whole lot of training right now. But he said that if he did it, he had to do it all again, he'll do it again. So he said it's for his country. His wife, on the other hand, she's not dealing with it at all. She cries every day. She calls me 4 or 5 times a day. Have I heard from him? And she's the best in case.
Fred's wife, Tamika, doesn't work, and she's very worried about what might happen to her and to her young husband. When we asked about the coming election, Sherry White was not especially enthusiastic, although she does plan to vote, as she always does, for the Democrat.
It'd be no worse than it is now.
On the other side of Mariana, at a rambling stucco house on the edge of a state park, we met two women, friends who were calling each other several times a day to talk about their husbands.
That's a picture of us at SeaWorld where we were petting the dolphins. And
Robin
so,
Merchant works in real estate. She and her husband were in the middle of renovating their house when he left. The stainless steel kitchen looks great. The living room fireplace is in pieces. Sergeant David Merchant is a platoon leader in this unit, which will drive truck convoys in Iraq. Robin's friend, Amy Huckabee, works for Head Start. Her husband's name is Jason Huckabee. She's also the family coordinator for the Guard unit. Watching out for families is one of her jobs.
We have this one who is a single mother who has two babies. And her parents are raising her children for her right now. But when I was talking to her the other day, asking her how she was doing, she, you know, it was very hard for her because they're all she has and she's all they have. And so they're going to be growing up for almost 2 years of their lives without their mom. So it's very hard. It's very hard for moms leaving their children.
Have you all given any thought to the politics behind this and the politics of we're in an election year?
I don't really have time. I really don't. With 4 kids and a full-time job and then also going to school, I don't really have much time to sit down to think about much of anything.
Does that work for you, keeping busy?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you sound like you've kind of piled it on.
Well, it helps me. It helps me because it keeps my mind busy on my life and my kids and everybody else that's dependent on me here, instead of sitting and worrying and pondering about whether or not something's going to happen to my husband or to the other people.
What about you, Robin? What's your first line of defense?
I do watch the news. I try not to, you know, get obsessed about it. I have some specific opinions, politically speaking, but I do support the president. Mm-hmm. I do think that what we did was the right thing to do. I'm just hoping that the National Guard won't need to be there for many years. I mean, it's no different than Germany and Korea. We're going to have to set up camp there, and that will take time.
I just had a call. We had another very large gas bill
Frank Sheets works nights at the state prison. During the day, he does maintenance at the First Baptist Church in Mariana, and that's where we met him.
Just like this all day long. Go ahead.
Frank Sheets' son, John Wesley Sheets, and his fiancée, Michelle Litchfield, are with the 144th. Before they left, they both worked at Walmart. Frank served in the Guard himself for many years before retiring. Now he wishes he could be the one going to Iraq.
I'd rather be over there and him be back here, you know, getting on with his life. I don't know. Who knows? I think we need to get out. I don't think we need Kerry in office, but I think if I was the president and I found out that you lied to me, my intelligence people lied to me, suckered us into this war, I'd bring every one of them up on charges of treason. That's exactly what I'd do.
So
you lied to me. Every man that we lost, that's one count of murder against you. To the intelligence people, that's the way I feel.
So you think that the president was misled?
I think the president was misled. I don't think these people that's lambasting Bush, hey, I'm behind the guy, you know, 80%.
Obviously, you've thought a lot about all this, and it's disturbing.
I've studied military history all my life.
And it seems to be disturbing you to look at the war in Iraq and how it's going.
Well, the whole world to me is going to hell in a handbasket. And it's like we're on a downhill slide and there's nothing we can do. It's like a child in a back air strapped in the car seat. And we're, you know, mom's run off at a cliff and we're fixing to hit the bottom of the canyon and the little baby back there and nothing they can do. Don't even know what's going on. That's the way the American people feel. The ones I've talked to, we don't know what's going on.
When you listen to President Bush talk, did you vote for President Bush in the last
election? Yes, ma'am, I sure did.
What do you think you're going to do this time?
I want to vote for the local dog catcher, but I'll probably vote for Bush again if I decide to vote.
Have you thought about voting for Mr. Kerry?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
I don't like him. I just don't like... I don't know what he stands for. I've quit eating Heinz ketchup on account of it. I mean... I haven't decided what I'm going to do. Seriously, I'm straight up. I've thought about it, and everybody I've talked to, I'll tell you, I don't think I'm going to vote. Well, hey, then don't complain. And I know that. Now, I'm a Libra. I look at both sides of the scale, and then I make up my mind and run my mouth. Sometimes I stick both feet in it. Sometimes my hips, you know. But I don't know. I'd like to know how the troops in Iraq's going to vote. Be interesting.
Frank Sheets. We spoke to him in the basement of the First Baptist Church in Mariana, Florida. We also talked to Sherry White, Amy Huckabee, and Robin Merchant. All of them have family in the 144th Transportation Unit of the Florida National Guard.